I'd like to.
Why don't you just leave it, that's okay.
I'll have it out for the day, just a couple minutes.
Lam kansoda tengdira tambe chöje chambe nyembarande ba tamje ndere she she
Good morning to everyone. And His Eminence understands that you had a good chance to warm up your body and mind this morning, and His Eminence had good remarks about all of us. From me. Except about me. He had good remarks.
Dangong, ane, or a tactical death shena, the Hajang Yawore, then a message dang here, then a carres, then a catch a shoot, then a run to the cigarettes, then a tennis chene, gom yam name chair tea, then a zedang here, then a run, she ran to some coran key, then a Chu Tamje Kaina Yang, and a Nesulta Nansu Nisiagioris. Teta, then the Yambara Sha, say at the Kansigiorisena, Sem Koran Ki, Nelula Shava de la Yambra Shawa Sigioris. Then if Sem Koran Genelula Yambra Masha, Nesem Koran Yulanju Beneg of La, then the Yambra Masha Beneg of Stinisigi, you do, Tisson Tang, and it Tendes Chanzo. Then it gombe a capsula, then it zedange, sem corange, then to June corange, ne sulti, netanzi imba mato, then my imbeg, surdu gom java yins chene, then it bette mixage dan, cannot suck it, suck it down, then it tannish today, chequia your maris. Then a maran to sumbare, lama coma to give a tamba to mango, sum yore, and a Gom sedu, ane bana losu tujun bana tujun koran sem koran gungo ke nesulla shaba le losu churba jige gom sewa ju yena tene ti gomba mai es tene gomba mai gomba yin es ongare es kahar es tena bana tujun sem ti so shuk sewa de yulan juba la tene Then it's them Korangi, Nesu Koran la Daya, they get to the sun, you are. Tea in Basonza, ten in Yambra Shagbeg, and Neg of Lassam Korangi, no Nelu Sush Shaggy over Yindu, ten it tell a rimdi Kongo over Remato, Surdu Gom's Jenny, Los Gombajiana, the Gomba Mayan's Jenny, the Maran Sugata, Gajuk, ten a common number Sugata, ten the sun you are, stay in do, that's how make it.
His Eminence is very pleased for all of you that you have the opportunity to put some understanding of the Dharma into your practice so that you could have some experience. Generally, the way we relate to ourselves and our environment could be in two ways. One is from the point of view of how things appear to us, or how we ordinarily perceive them. The other way is being able to see things for what they are, not just get caught up in the appearance of things, but being able to go further into seeing things for what they are, and instead of the perception of ourselves, that experiencing ourselves for who we are, what we are properly, what our mind is, free of conditionings. So, in order for us to be able to experience things for what they are, their nature, and for us to be able to experience our mind from the point of view of its nature, then the practice of meditation becomes extremely important. The practice of meditation is, essence of meditation is to be able to see things for what they are, to be able to experience mind as it is. Free of conceptual conditionings. And in the practice of meditation, when it said that one should rest in the state of mind, that into state of samadhi, what that means is that ordinarily we don't experience our mind for what it is. We experience our mind only in reference to distraction, distracted by all kinds of external objects, influenced by all kinds of concepts that are influenced by external situations. And in meditation practice, it is possible for us to allow ourselves to experience our basic mind, the basic nature of our mind for what it is. And therefore, that the great forefathers of the Kagyu lineage, predecessors, the great meditators of the lineage, had again and again said that by meditation, if there is the notion that there is something to meditate upon, then that is not meditation. Meditation is relating to the mind properly, having the proper relationship with the mind. And then that proper relationship to the mind is that acquainting oneself again and again to what one's mind really is. So acquaintance, familiarity, establishing familiarity, or becoming more and more familiar to your mind, free of any conditionings or pretensions, is meditation. And that is what one needs to get used to. Meditation is getting used to, in that sense, getting used to being familiar with your basic mind. Not the mind of distraction, not the mind that is influenced by, colored by, that all kinds of external conditioning.
There is. Tī yīndū, tī sōngzō tān dānggō ngānzō shēyā tī, tēnī sīshī nī jī tālēn dēyā gu rēs lā gārā bā. Tī yīndū, tēnī tā, tēnī chīrō yul la tene tene samba de chiro bana chile ying ru yo re te la tene tene shiwa to gu yo mar te te jun zen te la tene tene ti shiwa to be chir tu la tene sem de chile ma yin ba chene tene na la tene zu jig la zhe jig la ne ba chene tene chaguris na wushebarabas. Teres. Tene yang yena yangs ane mashichar tang ke tene zogu sanju chomdende ke tene sung ne tene pena kunzub denba dan tundam denbas namba nyi sung ne tene pena tanda kunzub ke denba la ngarang su nawan di pena ngarang su sung ares. Nawe mitul nawe miting shenbe jing shenba chue je naro ba sun yon du nawan di chuba rebes na nawan di chuba ma res hako sunga kare se na nawan di kura chue tamje ge ne lu banda tuan tambe ge denba de kare se na tene nawan tang tongba nyi sun du jukba te la tene chue tamje ge ne lu res te yin du nawan di ka gu rebes na namya ka gu yo ma Hakosunga. Te yindu, tening a pena ngaran tsuke, tene tardu, zogusanji kumban rumbuchi top seya ti, tagas jene rani, tene shiwa kanya mebajil neba konek tundu maris. Zogusanji kumban rumbuchi top che seya ti, tene pena ngaran tu sheba yena, randundu, chuji, kotan, shendundu, suji, kos chene, tene tuni, suji tubadil zogusanji, tene kumban rumbuchi shaga yoris. Te yindu, tene nga bana chiro yu la ying rukundu, dewa kichi zamiya mindu, tene tela bana shiwa da dewa mindu sene, tene kukji lan zui ne, tene nyam bana gom kona gyane, tene rani dihig to ne shidi toba zam jigla, sanji ka kumban sige yo maris. Hako sunga, sanji ka kumban siya ti rani, zogu sanji ka kumban rumbuchi top ne, dihi to ne simjian roya tun, zay toba ten la, अनि जोग संजीव कोंबा सेगे येदु चेजांग ते इंदु तने शिवेग थालायांग माथों बत कोगयो रेस
लास्ट नाइट हिज एमिनेंस हैड टॉक्ड अबाउट द टू एक्सट्रीम्स दैट हाउ वन शुड गो बियॉन्ड द टू एक्सट्रीम्स द एक्सट्रीम्स ऑफ फॉलिंग इन द संसारिक रियल्म गेटिंग कॉट अप इन द साइक्लिक एक्जिस्टेंस And the other extreme of the peace of self-liberation, being contented with the self-liberation, absorbed in the peace of self-liberation.
Yes.
So, in order for us not to get caught up in the cyclic existence. So usually our mind is constantly distracted. The world, outer world, has such influence in our lives, and so we are constantly distracted. And in order to experience mind that is stable, that is free of distractions or free of being distracted and becoming distracted and having some kind of power over the objects of distraction, then through the practice of meditation, taming the mind.
This they do, chiro dando dikhyan sewa shtyab, this they do, tene bana shine bana da gom jabala tene tene chiro gu yul di meba chan du gure sige yo maraba khan gi nyu gu yoras na zimba te gi nyu gu yo mas che zang shiwa la zimba shu na yen zimba re yes
so when we say that experiencing stable mind tamed mind free of distraction does not at all mean that the object appearance disappears or should disappear. appearance, the world of appearance is not at all a problem. So, non-distraction, as you should know very well, doesn't mean not seeing. Like if you keep your eyes closed, then you don't see things, doesn't at all mean you're not distracted. So, appearance is not a problem. We are not talking about obstructing, stopping appearance, the existence of appearance. Again, as it has been very strongly emphasized in the teachings, is that when the great Mahasiddha Tilopa gave instructions to Naropa, it is said that disciple son Naropa, it is not seeing that brings confusion, that confuses one. It is clinging to what one sees that is what binds one or ties down to being confused. So that Naropa, you should cut through clinging. Seeing world appearance is not the problem. Clinging to it. And so, experiencing tamed mind, undistracted mind, meaning free of clinging, does not mean not seeing objects disappearing. So this is very important to know. And again, from the point of view of the two truths, the truth of the relative truth and the ultimate truth is that inseparability of emptiness and appearance is the inseparability of the two truths. And that in that way, what appears is not an obstacle. Appearance is not an obstacle at all. And so, in that way, through the practice of sitting meditation, experiencing tamed mind. But if the approach is, the world is too distracting, and because of all of these distractions and things that one doesn't even have an opportunity to experience a moment peace of mind. It's so frustrating. Therefore one wants to go away somewhere where one could be sort of alone by oneself, quiet, no distraction, and there that live in quietness, with the quietness. That is not what is called taming of mind, being able to avoid things and just having the clinging for quietness. Quietude is not the proper taming of the mind. So if you are clinging to quietude, that is also clinging. Has to become free from clinging altogether. And so, from the Mahayana point of view, simply being able to experience a quiet and peaceful mind, not vulnerable to distraction, is not enlightenment or Buddhahood. Enlightenment is experiencing complete wakefulness, and that one can and one wants to help others, participate where there are beings, and help to enlighten beings. So not just avoiding beings. and staying away all to oneself is not expression of enlightenment or Buddhahood. And so from that point of view, that neither falling into individualistic peace, the peace of self-liberation, must go beyond clinging to that. Being able to that fully expose oneself towards the benefit and well-being of others is expression of full enlightened mind.
Dhiris. Ti yindu, te son zang, teni sisi nyi githali nebaj kukuyo aris. Ti yindu, teni ta tila kari kukuyo aris na. Tila teni ngaranzu tikba chenbyuk, teni lam, ta chanjuk samiru mbuchi di kukuyo aris. Bena cha shana, ti kandu jiris na, bena ta Naza ti sik nagi yuna Tene nagi yuna Ti nagi ndu chene Ta bena kurang chorwa teyang dungal res Nagi yuwa sonza nagi yore Ti yendu chorwa naza ti maa Tene chakbaam Tene ti maa nem kandub chene Tene ti tele Chorwa dungal tele ta naza tele pa Yoya jik tapsi chene Tene bena sosu kusun buji Yoya jik samna tangba ti Tini bena uni yantabu maris Kaaris ena Bena natsa la natsa yinba nzingi yorwaas Nzingi ni natsa di maanem ni Tini natsa di mebegi dewa tila shingi yorwaas Ti chata ti lam ti Tini bena chata bena tayyoba jirayas Ta ngaranzi tikba chenbyu ki lamda kandij gugu yorwaas ena Bena natsa ndabuji tangju na Naza ti, dende naza ri, bena naza ti dungal chige yore. Yena yang naza ti dungal cheba ti, ti ki tohne, tando naza ti peju chene. Tene naza tari nge nawa ti ki, rawa sunjian tamji ki dungal ti, naza ti ki do tuba shu samba chige, tene chanju ki sem rumba chige, geni, chungba chige yena, hako sunga. Tene bena naza, Shidi ni bena cho penju ni ga la shenba tile doba jik pengi yo aris bena teni jik gugu yo aris chanjuk semrapa jik
So, in order to experience on that complete non-clinging and in order to experience complete taming and training of the mind which goes beyond the two extremes, is then one has to cultivate the enlightened mind of bodhicitta. And the enlightened attitude of bodhicitta. Clinging to...
Chöjuti, yantabu maharis. Chöjuti. Kadu yina chöjuti. Yönjuti.
Clinging to either pain or pleasure is expression of neurosis. Okay. And avoiding pain for pleasure is also expression of that being neurotic. That so one must not never try to escape, run away. It doesn't work that way. There is particularly no running away. Like, for instance, the approach in the Bodhisattva path is, Mahayana path is, if one is experiencing sickness, a particular sickness, and so therefore, because of the sickness, one notices the sickness. And there is pain, one notices the pain. One wants to try to avoid the pain and so suppress the pain or reduce the pain so that one could experience that moment of pain-free moment, the pleasure of pain-free. And which is very, that which is basically clinging. And that is not the way at all. Trying to avoid the pain. The Mahayana part is that pain can be useful. The pain should be put to use instead of trying to avoid it, instead of trying to simply suppress it with the hopes for moment relief. Moments of relief or peace from the frustration of pain, the agony of pain. Pain can be very well used. For instance, that using the pain towards the benefit of others is the cause for becoming free from the experience of the pain and the cause of the pain, and nurturing wholesome qualities through the experience of pain. Pain can be used properly.
There is. But the Hindu, the Dodun Khans, Benasia Khans, the Yorisena, the Rani, the Koan D, Dungal Diranshi in Balatone, Hagosunga, the Tele, the Yuni, Shiwa, the Deva Toya Jiggy, some the Dangba T, the Negap Dom Jiggy Yonayanti, Tigger Tajig Tula, the Talbot Tamji can become a top your Tajigdo topic top topic jim the maris. Te indu ta tisonza kango yoresena teni bena rani kona shidizamje maimbag to maimbar rosimje tamje ki teni dongal di sosuke tandolen sell sambe ki teni tigba chimbuk chanjuk samjidi gogo yores. Akosuma. Take again to a yen a tin yig tony in a tinny. Sitching yig tunnel, tal minesia di tisigioris. Ti jum sent the carnage senna, bena corangi, tartu, jabu sanjigo comba toya, te young, tinny, corangi, ti chai, coran te young, tinny tinny tea, tinny sitching yig tal minibare mato, tachig to, shua tang, kaya meva sangising a meva chill sanjigo comba sigam, that as you can see.
So basically that one, when one sees the defects or the shortcomings of worldly existence, samsara, and one wants to become free of such, and therefore one wants to run away from it, and one wants to personally become free of such shortcomings, such sufferings. That wish to want to experience self-liberation, personal liberation from the shortcomings and the sufferings of samsara is not going to bring about perfect awakened mind, Buddhahood. It may that effect temporary peace, some experience of comfort and well-being, but not going to be the cause for the cause, the reason for experience of perfect Buddhahood. Because that it is falling into absorption, clinging to personal peace. The approach towards the experience of complete awakened mind is that willingness to work with others, all beings, that willingness to want to help and affect the experience of the enlightened mind of all beings without exception. Some sense, a genuine sense of being, wanting to take responsibility for all beings. Some experience of duty bound. That one is duty bound for all beings. And that some kind of willingness to want to take on the problems, the sufferings of all beings. And the feeling the opportunity, actually rejoicing in the opportunity to be able to relate to the world in that way, through that understanding. And so, in this way, that some sense of willingness to take responsibility for all beings. All beings, without exception, want to experience complete freedom, yet do not know how to do it. And one not only has the aspiration, has the opportunity to know how to do it, and certainly one is going to use this for the benefit of all beings. So, a willingness to benefit all beings, a willingness to take on that whatever problems, sufferings of others, and to work with it is the Mahayana way, the way of the Bodhisattvas.
This is the Tanda Penachan, the Tanda Chu Yamnesia, the Snaranga Santul Tena, Sanjiko Kumban Tobia, Tanda Yamnesi, Jervas. Mato, Negov Zamziki, Ta Yangun Tangui, something on a Semusiki or Tongin and the Yayon, Kusimbu to Tendezig me, you take it to be Jiman was.
Yes. So, the wish to want to benefit all beings without exception and attain perfect awakened mind, and not only for one's own benefit but for the benefit of all beings without exception, thus that this affecting when experiencing complete enlightened mind beyond the two extremes. And so this is in accordance with the actually essential nature of our mind. Not talk. So if it's any of the two extremes, it's not in accordance with the nature of our mind. The basic nature of our mind is has the quality to be able to go beyond the two extremes, any form of clinging. And
yes,
and so So not for just simply for personal peace or liberation, but for the benefit of all beings. His Eminence would like to give an example, though not quite sure how appropriate that might seem to you. The example is that if you that involve in a battle, and you were able to run away, escape, and did not get killed, you were able to run away, that is not victorious. Certainly, as you're able to run away, you didn't get killed, but you escaped. There's no sign of victory. If you fought the battle and you won and did not get killed, then that is victory, victorious. So in some sense, that kind of situation, that early running away for one's own benefit, for one's own well-being, actually is defeat. Willingness to work for the benefit of others all the way through is expression of victory. And His Eminence has the confidence that all of you want to be totally, completely victorious over all inhibitions, all kind of neurosis, and to be able to fully and completely manifest towards the benefit of others. And His Eminence is confident that your coming here for this weekend is not just for selfish pursuit. You know, sometimes we make jokes. Maybe you wanted to run away from the city life and just come to experience the quiet and peaceful environment. But getting to the fact of the matter is that His Eminence is confident that you are here for full enlightenment, complete enlightenment, not just somewhere in between. And with that confidence, His Eminence would like to share with you that the way is that you are totally duty-bound for the benefit of others.
Yes.
So with that understanding, one has to nurture and cultivate mind of bodhicitta. That is through developing impartial loving kindness and compassion and the inseparability of the two, bodhicitta. So one has to cultivate the enlightened mind of bodhicitta. And in order for one to be able to cultivate such a mind in a practical way, and that is all the Bodhisattva teachings, the Mahayana teachings are all about the training of the mind properly. And in particular, that this so-called the 7 points of mind training the mind is that practically designed towards effecting the cultivating of the mind of impartial loving kindness and compassion. Among the 7 points of mind training, also that which is most predominant and most well and emphasized or highly emphasized is the so-called the practice of Tonglen, the practice of sending and receiving.
This is the 아니 데 인두 다 캐란초 대나 대네 잡슨 선배 그 돈바 매 잔주스 때문에